Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 3-2, The Day of Seven, Part 10, The Word Against P1. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 28th day of the 10th month.
I'd like you to take a look at this gun. The balance is excellent. This trigger responds to a pressure of 1 ounce. This gun was handcrafted to my specifications, and I rarely draw it unless I mean to use it.
Dear Dan, one day while at work, in the second half of my night at the school while on break, I was talking with CB3 on my cell phone. We were talking about some things in my life that were burdensome to me, when out of the blue he said, "What is the word against P1? I asked, "Say what?" being surprised at the very sudden and complete change of subject. "What is the word against P1? He repeated. I don't remember the rest of the conversation, but I do know that he and I had never before spoken together of anyone by that name, nor had I ever heard of anything other than L-15, L-16, L-17, and G-17. I had never before heard the words truncated like that to just P1. As soon as I went back to work, I took this new subject to the Lord in prayer. A few days later, I was directed by the Lord, through Gabe, to go to L2. It was in April 2000, and there was still snow on the ground. Again, Gabe indicated that I was going to vacuum up a ghost, or words like that, like I did in Letter 26. And I brought the digital camera along, in case I saw some cool pictures along the way. We parked at a bridge and walked. Okay, I walked, and the angels must have floated or something, into L2. After looking around and getting some pretty good photo shots, we went back to the bridge. It was then that I was directed to go and stand in the middle of the bridge and wait upon the Lord. So I did that, and shortly thereafter, Gabe and company brought P1 to me, an old evil spirit that had been lurking in the woods there in L1 since men inhabited it. The angels then somehow pushed P1 into my body. I could feel an additional pressure inside me for a short time. Then they took P1 out of me and took him into custody in a way to be incarcerated in the pit. And so came to an end the long rule of P1 over the people of L1. May the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel and the gospel of His kingdom be proclaimed throughout the land and endure forever. Amen. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus. P.S. I often wondered why this procedure was used, especially since, so far, I can find no scriptural precedent for such a maneuver, but I am reminded of the general greater things clause for the last days. So I guess I put this event in that category. But let the reader know this. I take the Bible at its word, and even more where it says, "Try the spirits to see whether they be of God." The book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 1. And these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11.